We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
What untraditional dish do you eat for Thanksgiving?
I have a lasagna every year.
Which, I mean, that sounds fabulous. I'm questioning some people, though.
Okay.
Because we did put it on our Facebook, 105.1 The Buzz. Linda has lemon pudding every year.
Lemon pudding is not that odd.
I guess it's like a palate cleanser.
Is it with the meal or is it dessert?
With the meal.
Okay, that's where it gets strange for me.
Yeah. Not if it's anything other than pumpkin pie or sweet potato pie. It also takes a little bit of a veer.
See, another Italian thing we do is limoncello. So it's a liqueur.
Mm-hmm.
That's the palate cleanser we use.
Oh, see, we just do good old-fashioned, like, straight liquor. Terry said they have on the table, it's like a dish from the 50s and 60s.
Uh-huh.
It's lime jello with shredded carrot, thin sliced celery, and a small diced apple in it.
Oh, yeah, you lost me at the vegetables, but the apple
when you have
and
to
lime
chew your jello, yeah. I guess hide some roughage in there somewhere.
Or crunch your jello.
Jello's a really big one. Randy says they do cherry jello with chopped cherry in it.
That sounds delicious. The celery and carrots is a little odd.
Nina, she's like you. She does roasted asparagus.
Okay. Does she wrap it in bacon, though, like I do?
I mean, she didn't go into specifics. Lauren says that she has nut pudding. I don't know exactly what that is. But she says they add whipped cream and pineapple to it.
It could be either really good or really gross.
And Karen does enchiladas. There's a lot of people saying enchiladas and tamales, which
really?
I could get down with.
Okay.
Tamales, oh, if you get good ones, life-changing. So what untraditional food do you have at Thanksgiving? 503-733-5105.
For the past, like, 15 years, we do brunch.
Oh.
Like, as in replacement of the actual meal or brunch before the, like, sit-down turkey dinner?
No, brunch is our meal. So my family's is a blended family, so a lot of us come from, like, our parents are divorced, or, like, a lot of us are co-parenting with our kids' parents. So we all meet up in the morning, have brunch, and then split off to go to the other Thanksgivings that we would normally have to go to.
Oh, that's such a cool tradition. I know you can't do it this year, but that's a lot of good breakfasty memories.
So, yeah, we've done brunch for so long. It's insane. Like, I always make French toast casserole. It's probably, like, one of the only other casseroles we have besides, like, those egg breakfast scramble casseroles that people do. And then there's pancakes, there's waffles, there's bacon, there's biscuits. Like, it's brunch.
Now, in my family, the tradition is you have to starve until the turkey comes out. So I'm very perplexed by the idea of eating before the Thanksgiving meal. Are you stuffed by the time you actually get to Thanksgiving?
No, it actually works out really good because since we do it so early, we do it about like 8, 9 o'clock in the morning. And we watch the parade and everything, and we eat brunch, and then we split off, and our other Thanksgivings don't start till maybe like around like 2 or so. So you have a good break in between to where you can still eat like the later Thanksgiving, and then you get like double, triple the leftovers.
Oh, something about having French toast casserole and mashed potatoes on the same day just feels sinful to me, but I'm here for it. I am here for
it. Sounds like a lot of napping.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly. You know, all the carbs, always.
It's too bad. I know that everybody has to do like a socially distant Thanksgiving this year. So I know that hurts the brunch tradition.
Yeah.
But what other untraditional dishes do you do at Thanksgiving? And it could be one that you might still be able to do this year because you're doing lasagna with your turkey.
Every single holiday, us Italians do lasagna.
Spaghetti.
Oh. Now, are you Italian like Mike? Because they take down the lasagna at his house.
We are not Italian. We're like the furthest from Italian. We're about the most Irish you could get. However, spaghetti just works. You know, it's just like a good dish to have. It's a filling dish, and I feel like that's what Thanksgiving's all about. But I would not want Mike to taste our spaghetti. Since he is Italian, he probably judged the sauce.
I mean, I do make my own sauce, but the purpose behind our lasagna is because not a lot of us like turkey. Not a lot of us like ham. So it's a good alternative as a main course to the rest of the food.
Now, hear me out. What if instead of using beef in your lasagna, you swapped it out for a turkey?
Yeah, no, that's going to be a big no for me, dog.
That's going to be a no for me, too, because, like,
That's sacrilegious to Italians. We just can't, there's no way.
It's like a chicken parmesan, but turkey.
Yeah, no, you're never going to convince me of that.
Okay, yeah, you're digging your grave right now. Okay, I think Italian food works at Thanksgiving because, yeah, I guess not everybody does like my husband doesn't like turkey or ham either. So he would totally eat lasagna probably.
And
yeah,
it's good and hearty, you know. Mm-hmm. That's what Thanksgiving is missing, is carbs. And there's not enough of them on the table.
not nearly.
It really does go good with mashed potatoes and stuffing, I'll tell you.
That doesn't make sense. Really, if you won't shove a turkey in the lasagna, you can't put stuffing in there. What's your untraditional Thanksgiving dish? 503-733-5105. We put it on Facebook, 105.1 The Buzz. And Tiffany makes this SpaghettiOs Jell-O mold.
I'm not sure I like that.
She found it in a cookbook from the 60s.
Yeah, it should have stayed there.
Liz and Mike's.
This year we're having tacos.
Ooh.
Like instead of turkey or just tacos in addition to?
Oh, no, we're having turkey tacos.
Oh.
Now, I have so many questions. Is it a taco where you put like turkey stuffing and cranberries, or are you getting like the Ortega mix and throwing it on the turkey?
Oh, no, I make my own taco seasoning at home, and then we use ground turkey and traditional taco stuff.
Oh, ground turkey. In my mind, I was thinking of like the breast meat.
Yeah.
Getting tossed in a frying pan with some seasoning. Okay. Now, do you do that every year or is that just this year specific?
No, this year, because 2020 is what it is.
You want to get real freaky deaky. I was watching guys' grocery games the other night and they had to make Thanksgiving tacos. Someone used stuffing as the taco shell. You could deep fry it. It'll firm up and then you shove the mashed potatoes, the turkey and whatever vegetables in there, and then you got like a Thanksgiving dinner taco.
You could totally do that if you're using leftovers.
Yeah, she's doing just straight up ground turkey though.
Yep.
I feel like you could do a lot more with the leftovers from turkey tacos than you can like a traditional Thanksgiving.
That's true.
Make a taco salad.
Yeah, those are delicious.
Enchiladas the next day.
Quesadillas.
Yeah, there's so many uses. I feel really smart now. What's your untraditional Thanksgiving food?
I eat Indian food for Thanksgiving. My family is from India, and so we do the full, like, spread. We've got, like, 20 different dishes, and everybody brings something. And obviously, it's smaller this year, but I think it's a pretty great alternative to doing pokey.
I love Indian food, and my favorite is, I know you're supposed to either choose rice or naan. Like, choose your carb? No. Both. Both. It makes it so much better.
You're supposed to combine all the carbs?
Yes.
Now, do you guys eat the Indian food in place of, like, the traditional Thanksgiving thing? Or do you do it in addition to?
Yeah, no. I think that maybe one year we used to, like, try the turkey. But essentially, like, when you come over here, nobody's ever celebrated Thanksgiving, so they just made whatever they could to make a big meal, and it just stuck, and it's really good, and everybody, you know, specializes in Indian food, whereas if we were to do like a old American meal, I don't know if we can make that happen.
I'm gonna be honest, I'd rather have tikka masala than like green bean casserole any day.
I've never even had tikka masala, and so would I.
It's so good.
Well, next year you can come over.
You don't want to do that. He won't leave. What untraditional dish do you eat at Thanksgiving? Mike's family does lasagna.
Every holiday.
We put it on our Facebook, 105.1 The Buzz, and so many Jell-O-themed items.
Really?
Rebecca's family does cinnamon Jell-O salad, which is melted cinnamon candies into raspberry Jell-O.
Interesting.
Liz said her family does aspic salad, which is like shrimp in Jell-O.
Oh, never thought those two things would go together.
Makes my tummy do a flip-flop. 503-733-5105.
We always do like salmon.
Do you still do like Thanksgiving-y sides, like mashed potatoes and green bean casserole? Or are you doing just like a whole shake-up of the whole thing?
No, we still kind of keep it classy, but we kind of add our own twist with certain things. Like we might throw like some extra bacon or turkey bits into the mashed potatoes, so it kind of spices those up every once in a while. Sometimes stuffing, sometimes no stuffing. Kind of goes back and forth.
I mean, adding bacon to everything is always a welcome topping in my place, so.
Yeah, dude, you just melt the cheese inside of the mashed potatoes, you throw bacon bits, and then you cook it like that.
You just spoke to my insides.
I don't eat anything that lives in the water, so excuse me if this sounds ignorant, but do you catch your own fish, or do you just go and buy it?
Yeah, no, I go out and catch my own. You can absolutely go buy it if you want, and everybody's, you know, preference is their own preference on that.
I just wondered if that was part of your tradition, like maybe everybody gets together and goes fishing and then makes a feast out of it. Because I feel like if I didn't have so many felons in my family, that we would go out and get our own turkey.
I can't bring them out in public.
I mean, we're a little trashy. What untraditional dish do you have at your Thanksgiving? Mike, your family does lasagna because you're super Italian.
Every holiday we add it to the meal.
We put it up on our Facebook, 105 won the buzz, and a lot of people are obsessed with Jell-O, doing some weird things in the Jell-O.
So we don't even really have a name for it other than just called red stuff.
Okay.
So it's basically these red hot candies melted down, and you add applesauce and cherry Jell-O to it, and you basically just kind of mix it in a dish and then congeal it, and it's like this, I don't know, it's like a textured Jell-O with spicy red hot cinnamony stuff.
Okay, do you eat it like on the table with the turkey, or is it like an after palate cleanser for dessert?
So we typically have it in a separate little dish on the side of your plate. For some reason, we never mix it with the other food, but you get to have it with the food.
Oh, so it's like bite a turkey, bite a spicy Jell-O.
Pretty much. And my grandmother started making this. I can never find it in a recipe book. I have no idea where she got this, but we have always had this at our Thanksgiving dinner.
You know, there's somebody named Rebecca who commented on our Facebook, 105 Won the Buzz, and they call theirs cinnamon Jell-O salad, and they melt cinnamon candies into a specifically raspberry Jell-O.
Oh, so they get raspberry. We typically do cherry.
As long as it's not lime, you know what I mean? I feel like that would really clash.
Every Jell-O is better than lime.
A more berry fruit with the cinnamon somehow seems to work, right?
And maybe not orange either.
Oh, that sounds terrible. That makes my stomach do a flip-flop. Oh. What untraditional Thanksgiving dish do you eat? Mike's family does Thanksgiving lasagna, which I might have to start doing, because why not put pasta on there with the other carbs?
It's great in addition to a protein, I'll tell you.
A lot of people do some weird stuff with Jell-O. We put it up on social media. Go and comment yours, or look at some of these pictures, and one involves SpaghettiOs and Jell-O.
Oh,
and there is a picture. Liz and Mike in the mornings.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.